Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener James.
Why do cobwebs feel so weird when they touch your skin? Is it something to do with the web itself, or maybe fear of spiders or something else? Thanks.
Thanks for getting in touch, James, with that interesting question. Is there something about spiders' silk that is particularly unappealing to humans, or could it just be our general aversion to arachnids? Sarah Goodacre is a professor of biology at the University of Nottingham, where she runs the Spider Lab.
Well, first thing to say, really, is that spiders themselves are a really super old group of animals. I mean, really old, like 400 million years old before even insects, never mind the dinosaurs, which are far more recent. This means that all the silks that spiders have are also really ancient, and there's been lots of time for them to evolve to be different from each other. So, as people might know, some are sticky, some are thick fibres, and some are incredibly fine. Some are even electrostatic, and all of this difference likely matters when it comes to brushing up against a human hand, because there might be different reasons for the weird feeling that the human gets. But notwithstanding this variety amongst spiders, the silks are actually also really different molecularly to any other proteins, really. Any other silks, for example, that are made by silkworms. The closest thing, but it's still not very close, is the glue that sticks a limpet to a rock.
So, James, that special sort of stickiness is potentially part of the weirdness you're experiencing when you're touching a cobweb. And to tell us more about this property, I'm delighted to be able to bring in Dr. Eleanor Drinkwater, entomologist at Western Sydney University.
Your flag silk, so that's the bit in the middle, is not usually innately sticky, but instead the spider will add some glue to the top of the flag silk. Other species, though, however, instead of using glue, they use a different kind of method altogether. They use a special type of silk which allows the insects to stick to the web in the same way that geckos stick to walls. So it uses a type of force called van der Waals forces. It's like having sticky lizard feet attached to the web. But this is quite energetically costly, so many species use a glue.
Thanks, Eleanor. But just because it is unique, does that mean the touch of spider's silk is necessarily disconcerting? Back now to Sarah Goodacre.
So I guess any physical sensation you get from touching whatever the spider silk is, whatever the cobweb is due to the silk touching hairs on our skin, which we then feel. And silk and cobwebs tend to be really hydrophobic, and that means they move away from water. So they sort of tend to react like a piece of very dried, fluffed up cotton wool, and that in itself might be a slightly disconcerting or weird feeling. Personally, I can say I don't find cobwebs or spiders weird, and that might be because I'm used to them or because I'm not frightened of spiders. They're really part of my day job as I run a spider lab. Or it could even be that I perceive the sensation differently. Perceptions and how we perceive the world around us isn't, we know, varies amongst people. And it's probably a big factor when it comes to how weird anything feels and when it touches your skin.
There you have it, James. Thank you so much to Professor Sarah Goodacre from the University of Nottingham and Dr. Eleanor Drinkwater from Western Sydney University. Next week, we'll be answering this question from listener Heather.
What would the difference be to the Earth if the collision which resulted in the formation of the Moon had not happened? Thank you.
If you think you know the answer, feel free to contribute to the discussion on this question and others over at nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.